Welcome to another exciting edition of Thought Police. I'm Mike Graham, and you are?
I'm a racist. I'm Keir Starmer.
What an absolute plonker. I mean, never before in the field of human fucking conduct has anybody been this useless. You can't quite believe it. The kicker for me today, you might not have seen this yet. We're doing this the day after he made his crappy speech at Labour Party conference.
It was absolute dog shit, right?
But you know, the funniest thing today I think I've seen is that back on Friday when they all went mad trying to get fucking Morgan McSweeney and donkeys off the front page, they fucking said, oh, we're going to launch this digital ID, right? Everybody's going to get digital ID. We're going to be able to stop people working illegally. It's the biggest fucking story. He doesn't mention it in his speech at all, right? When he said that they were going to launch it, 35% of the people in Britain thought it was quite a good idea. Today, after he's announced that he's going to fucking do it, it's gone down to minus 14 because nobody thinks that he can do anything.
I think there were a lot of telling things about his very boring speech. And one of them was that he literally mentioned the Tories, and when I say literally, I mean it, for about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
He even made a joke saying, remember them? Hardly talked about the Tories,
right.
Just reform, reform, reform. So I think we're seeing a sea change. But the other thing, you're quite right, Mike, I very much noticed that he never mentioned ID cards. Now, the reason, I think there's two things going on here. I think there is some credence to the argument that they only announced it like a dead cat
to
distract from lots and lots of other bad things they've got going on. But the other reason he didn't mention it is I think he's like Tony Blair before him, like all these Labour cunts who keep wanting to keep tabs on us, Soviet-style papers, police, society.
Yeah.
He's realised that this petition is a phenomenon, that the level of profound public opposition against these ID cards is so high that he's now going to shy away from the whole issue. I suspect that they will barely talk about these fucking things going forward and it'll just fade away. The British people won't fucking have it. They really won't.
But like so much of what they say they're going to do, they just don't end up doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, even when we were talking about it on Fridays, I'm sure you were, I said, you know, they're talking about in the fullness of Parliament, you know, by the end of our first Parliament. And you know, as soon as they say that, they're already giving themselves 3-4 fucking years to do nothing, basically, right?
They're such lying cunts as well.
They really are.
The basis for saying that, you know, unlike previous Labour administrations, Tony Blair tried to do it in the early noughties and was hit by a similar massive tidal wave of British opposition.
Yeah.
So much so that even he said, right, I'm going to have to abandon this.
Right.
The reason that they keep wanting to do this is just to keep tabs on us. But the justification for it this time is there is growing public support for digital ID cards. That is a fucking barefaced lie.
There was until he got behind it. I mean, I'll tell you what's interesting, actually, is that there is some public support for it, because I'll tell you who is supportive of it, and it's the kind of the wokey sort of 20-somethings in London who think that, you know, well, why would you worry about it? Because, you know, we do everything on our phones, man, and, you know, what's the problem? Well, you don't do everything on your fucking phones, you stupid cunts, and what you don't want to do is give the fucking government permission to reach into your fucking private life and control it.
It's quite right to say we should be worried about all the information that's stored on our phones. It's quite right. I agree with that. But there's no equivalence. If people say, well, if you want government-issued ID cards, you should get rid of your phones. There's no fucking equivalent.
No.
I mean, first up, our phones are our private property.
Yes.
And there are private companies, no doubt, nicking loads of data from us and all that.
Right.
It is a source of concern. But that is not in the same ballpark as government-issued identity cards.
No.
Each one of us will get a state number, will become cogs in the national game.
Right.
It is the subjugation of the individual to the power of the state. And he can stick it right up his ass.
And it's also, you know, it's kind of provisionally set up so that you can supposedly prove that you are who you are, but it's got so much more fucking capability than that, that you don't, I mean, I wouldn't trust this government or any other fucking government as far as you can throw them.
Well,
you know, they would want to be able to give you permission to go to the doctor, to go to the fucking, you know, to get a train, to get in a fucking car. They would love to do all of that. They would love to control all of that. And there's a clip, actually, from Tony Blair's interview from a few years ago where he's supposedly talking to an audience of friendly people to what he would want to, you know, do with the digital ID. And he says, you know, the great thing about it is that you basically will cut down on crime because we'll be monitoring everybody all the time. And you go... Yeah. Right, except you won't be monitoring the criminals because they won't fucking have them.
Yeah, and this nonsense, you know, the mask keeps slipping. When they realised just how profound the public opposition to this was last week, I mean, it got announced, I think it's Thursday afternoon or something, and I was just about to go on
That's
air.
That's right.
I mean, the switchboard was on fire. Yeah. People are furious.
Yeah.
When they realised this, they sort of dialed back and started saying, oh, it's only for work to prove you can work. What about your insurance, the national insurance number? You already need proof of residence and proof of your national insurance number to get a job. This new ID card won't make any fucking difference. There will still be the black market economy.
Yeah,
people will still be employed illegally. So it won't do anything about that. And then that night, Thursday night, that lump of nothingness, Lisa Nandy, went on to Question Time. And the mask slips. She starts out, oh, well, you'll need it to go to hospital. You need it for your doctor. You need it for social safety. In other words, this card, if they ever bring it in, I hope they don't, for fuck's sake.
I don't think they
will. You will. If you don't have it, you will not be able to function in British society.
Well,
that's what it's all about.
I was listening to somebody, I think, again, it was Thursday late afternoon. I think it was on the show just before yours. It was that guy, Ivan Sampson, you know, the immigration lawyer. And he said, you know, well, it'll be good because say you want to go to Tesco's, if you haven't got one of these cards, you won't be able to buy any food. I'm going, sorry, what the fuck are you talking about? How is that a good thing?
Why is that good?
It is not a good thing. And similarly, they might say, for example, well, sorry, Kevin, you've had too many beers this week, so you're not going to be able to have any more beers.
Fucking
so when you go to the pub, you'll have to just drink a lemonade. Fuck off.
It'll be like China, it'll be social credits, you know.
And I know that there'll be people that say, oh, of course, that would never happen. Well, look at what they're trying to do now. Look at how they're trying to control us now and fucking, you know, put people in prison for fucking tweets they don't like. You know, that's where this fucking government is going.
They're socialists. They're socialists. They believe in the power of the state.
Yeah.
And one way to give this state ultimate power is to issue us with all personal identity cards full of information about us that enable, without which we won't be able to do anything. It's about control.
Yeah.
It's about keeping tabs on
us. And also about, look at some of the stuff that's been going on with some of these demonstrations, with the way the police have been behaving about flags being put up and taken down and all of that. And look at the instruments of the state, i.e. the police, right? And I know that some people will always say, yeah, well, some of the police have got a tough job. And it's really
difficult.
But some of them fucking love being Jobsworths. And some of them, you can imagine going, let's have a look at your card. You know, let's see. We'll just run it through the fucking machine 100%. And see if you're wanted for anything or if you've been doing anything you shouldn't have been doing. Fuck that
100%. What will happen if we have to ever have to have these cards is the first thing the cops... will ask you if they pull you up, if they see in the street or in your car, is papers please. Show us your identification card. We will become a papers please society. And you can stick that where the sun doesn't fucking shine.
The last time I had that kind of situation was when I was quite young, actually. I was still a teenager, I think, and I went on this golfing holiday to then Yugoslavia, to a place called Bled, which is a lovely part of the world.
It's now
in Slovenia, right? But this was when Yugoslavia was still Yugoslavia. And I was about 16 or 17, and I was going from the hotel I was staying in with my parents to another hotel where there was something else going on. And I always remember it because it was quite chilly, and I was walking up the hill, and suddenly this fucking police officer appeared out of nowhere with two Alsatians and demanded to see my passport. And it was in the days when you used to have to give your passport to the hotel, do you remember?
Yeah.
And so I said, I haven't got it. And he's like, well, you better get it, otherwise you're going to be arrested. And I had to go back to the hotel, get the passport from the front desk, bring it back, show it to him in order to walk up the fucking road.
Well, that's what it would be like
and
here.
That's
and
what
a lot
they'd
of
love
people,
to do here.
You and I know different, but a lot of people say, well, it's just the same. Everybody has to have a driving license in America, even if you can't drive. Well, in a way, that is true. It is the universal form of identification in America, and it is quite true, even if you don't drive a car. in America, you have to
have
driving.
Some kind of, yeah,
but
ID,
there's
yeah.
no information on that.
No.
It is just a card. Right. It doesn't tell you, it doesn't say, you know, what you've been up to, what your social security number is or anything like that.
Right.
What these cunts, these socialist fucking Soviet style fuckwits label.
Stormtroopers.
Yes, yeah, stormtroopers. What they want is an ID card that's got all your information.
Yeah.
You know, they'll know whether or not you've ever been to jail, offences against you, whether or not you've been done for drink driving, and so on.
They probably have your fucking cholesterol levels.
Yeah. So it's not the same as the American system.
No.
I don't see
but
why.
But you're not sick as well of these fucking apologists, the people who say that, oh, I don't know what everybody's getting so worked up about because, you know, it's not going to be that bad and you've got a loyalty card from Tesco, so what's the difference? Well, there's a big fucking difference, you fucking
moron. Of course there is. These are personal. They're personal choices. Just like your phone. You're right. You know, the phone is full of information you probably wouldn't like other people to have, but it's your personal choice. These fucking ID cards will be state ordered. You have to fucking have them. As I say, I think there's already a massive march planned against them. I suspect that Starmer's socialist Soviet papers please dystopian plan will go exactly the same way as Tony Blair's. It won't
I would imagine so.
Fucking happen. Meanwhile, fuck me. The Labour, I mean, this fucking conference and what they've been doing. I mean, you know, I don't want to get pompous about all this, and I, you know, we're journalists. We enjoy the hurly-burly of politics, people calling each other's names, having a go at each other. But fucking hell, Starmer has taken it into the fucking gutter.
This is different.
And the worst thing from his point of view is everybody fucking knows.
Yeah.
He's so bad at doing it. They're so bad at doing it. You know, fucking Lammy going on telly and saying that Nigel Farage flirted with the Hitler Youth. As I kept saying yesterday, let's get this straight now. The Hitler Youth kind of went out of business in 1945, you know, when Germany lost the war, Hitler died.
Yeah.
Kind of not really around long after 1945. Nigel Farage was born in 1964.
Right.
It's fucking Lemmy. We saw that cunt, didn't we, on Mastermind. So we know he's stupid as fuck and
really
doesn't
is.
Know anything. But does he have to showcase his ignorance quite so embarrassingly? But we know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're saying Nazis, Hitler, racist.
They want all that mud to stick.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if it's true or not. And that's what I find so insidious about these people, because they know...
They know what they're doing.
They know exactly what they're doing. I mean, they don't know what they're doing in government, but they know what they're fucking doing when they're trying to slime people with these fucking horrible and also really quite dangerous fucking...
It's just dangerous. It's just dangerous.
You know, ways of speaking. But the trouble is, they've shown us... And this is why it's going to backfire on them. And I think today, 24 hours later, already some of the people in Labour are going, I think we must have made a massive fuck-up here, because it looks as though it's all backfiring already. Because
I think it is, don't you?
Yeah, they've lost 5 points even before he made that speech this week. So they're 5 points down. They're down to 20 with the Tories. Reform are up 2 to 30. You know, and literally people are saying, you've fucking lost the plot. You know, why you keep going on about a guy that you say isn't actually ever going to get into power? You know, why are they giving him, they're gifting him the fucking election?
It's bad politics. And I think all around the country, you know, people are quite sophisticated about all this.
They are now,
you're exactly right. What they're doing is the old tactic, the low down, dirty, filthy tactic in politics. You say, Mike Graham's a Nazi.
Yeah.
You go, well, that's outrageous. I'm not a Nazi. Yeah. But you've planted the idea.
Yeah.
You've planted the idea. Link Farage to the Nazis, link him to Hitler.
Yeah.
But the point is...
It's like, when did you stop beating your wife, isn't it?
50 years ago, you might have got away with this.
Yeah.
Now, people are... You know, this is the multimedia generation.
Yeah.
People are sophisticated. They know what fucking Labour are doing.
Yeah.
And they're disgusted and appalled by it.
Yeah.
And therefore, not only are they raising Farage and Reform's profile to a ludicrous extent, they're doing Farage a favour, but they're also really alienating millions of voters who are appalled by what they're doing. I suppose I'm not shocked, but I'm fucking disgusted.
Well, I must admit, I was quite shocked yesterday. I was actually out and about because I was getting my car fixed. Because I mean,
getting your window in.
Last fucking when it was only a week ago, right? After I did this,
yeah.
And I finished it, and I went. Well, I'll tell the story in a minute.
Yeah.
But we'll come back to that. But you know, so I was out and about, so I wasn't listening to the speech live. I sort of caught a bit of the end of it. But when I was listening back to it, and when I got home and I was watching the reaction to it and stuff, I thought to myself, I've never seen anything like this. I was actually quite shocked because there was one passage, and I think it's the bit near the end, where you can hear this kind of roar going in the background. And it sounds, for all intents and purposes, like a fucking Nuremberg rally. And they're all like...
They're all
cheering and fucking, you know, waving their arms about. And then finally at the end, he said, we'll fight you with everything that we've got. And it was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? He's literally inciting people to violence. He's revving them all up, you know, like a mob of some kind of, you know, pitchfork-holding peasants that want to go after the
camp. That's what they were like. You know,
that's what it was like. And I think it was really unedifying, really embarrassing. And for a prime minister to do that, something like that, I think it's absolutely fucking unforgivable.
Yeah.
When Nigel Farage said he's no longer fit to be prime minister, he's not fit for public office, I think he's right.
Yeah. This is the payoff from this speech, and I sat there and watched the whole damn thing. It was a load of platitude and a slogan,
usual claptrap,
rallying call to the faithful.
Yeah.
Didn't actually say anything. Mm. And this is how it ended. This sums up what the speech was. It was like, with a flag in our hands, we will renew this country until we can say with total conviction that Britain is built for all. What the fuck does that mean?
Fuck off.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I know.
It was full of shit like that.
Yeah.
With a flag in our hands, we will renew this country until we can say with total conviction that Britain is built for all.
Because it's this whole fucking mantra that everything that comes from abroad is good, every foreign fucking immigrant is good, and every white British person who doesn't like immigration is bad. That's the whole fucking narrative in a nutshell. And he's basically trying to make out that, you know, because the new narrative is that how ridiculous is it that people are saying that if you're not born here, you can't be British? Well, you fucking can't be, you know. And, you know, if your parents come from another land, you know, you can't be English. Well, you fucking can't. You know, there's numerous, you know, people on Twitter at the moment, Constantine Kissin being one of them, Suella Braverman being another one, who say, look, we're very proud to be British, but we're not English because we never were English and we can't be English, right? I mean, I'm not, I know you fucking take the piss at me when I say it, but I'm not English, I wouldn't claim to be, but I could claim to be more than somebody who comes from fucking Somalia.
Well, I'm not massively English with my heritage.
Yeah, I mean, you're Irish, by heritage. I'm Scottish, but I'm certainly British.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm British is because I hold a British passport, And people can be British if they've got a British passport. If you come here from Somalia, and you decide that you'd like to live here indefinite leave to remain, you don't have a British passport, you're not fucking British.
Yeah. And Starmer,
you can live here, but you're not British.
Starmer actually says this. He says the Union Jack, the British flag, stands for diversity.
No, it doesn't.
It actually doesn't.
No.
It really doesn't.
No.
It stands for Britishness.
Right.
It's Britain's flag. It does not stand for anything or anyone else.
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And all these fucking migrants who come here, particularly the ones who come illegally, you know, who are constantly going backwards and forwards to their fucking home nations, bizarrely, even though apparently they say it's too dangerous for them, right? They don't regard Britain as their home. They regard where they've come from as their home. These Afghan fucking migrants who are coming, they don't want to be British. They want to be Afghan. They want to go backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
The same for people from India. They come from India, but their families are all in India. They want to be Indian.
Exactly right. Good luck to them. Absolutely.
I don't really care, but the point is, you want to be British, you have to become a British citizen and you have to have a British passport, and then maybe you can call yourself British. But not just because you happen to fucking live here for a few years.
That's what his speech was all about yesterday. It was like, this is celebrating, you know, the multicultural diversity packed nation. And it's like, yeah, all right, but he's obsessively talks against Britishness,
because his sense that he's giving you is that what would be called traditional Britishness is bad.
He's a globalist,
right?
He's just a globalist. Yeah. He, you know. By the way, have a look at this, right? So, but of course, some of his speech were, yes, we will have to take difficult decisions that may not be popular about the migrant crisis and so on and so forth.
Well, they will be popular.
They haven't taken that. They're not taking any fucking decisions. Have you seen the statistics, right? This is since, so folks, this is Wednesday.
Yeah.
So this is since Saturday, right? On Saturday, this is how many migrants have come across the channel.
Yeah.
In, by the way, in not so small boats, massive boats.
The big fucking super dinghies.
125 people in a single boat. Right. Saturday, 895. Sunday, 403. Monday, very light day, 70. Tuesday, 531.
Oh,
and we're hearing today, Wednesday, hundreds more coming across. So,
because the weather's quite nice.
So what we're talking about is in 5 days...
Yeah.
Way over 2,000 people coming across. So how is that one in, one out deterrent?
Well, let me tell you, there's an update on that because towards the end of last week, I think, or beginning of this week, they got another two out. So they've got six out now. Six have gone to France, right? We still don't know under what circumstances or where they are.
We've had three in, right?
We've had three in, a couple with a child. We don't know where they are. They might be in a hotel, we don't know. We're also paying for the six to be in hotels in France. Because that's part of the deal, right? So we're getting fucked up the arse on every single fucking, you know, negotiating
point. It's a fucking shambles.
It's got the worst negotiators in the history of fucking the world, you know.
But what, you know, all that one in, one out is just this sort of very expensive,
it's
very complicated, heavily manned waste of fucking time. It doesn't make any, you know, it's supposed to be a deterrent. 2,000 people in five fucking days.
I think we can be pretty sure it's not deterring them because they're still fucking coming in even bigger numbers.
Yeah.
And that's, again, the problem.
It's out of control.
Yeah, it's out of control. They talk about fucking, you know, getting it under control. They tell lies all the time. This fucking government say every 5 minutes, you know, oh, well, we've got massive, you know, gains. We've got 35,000 people out of the country. That happened in November. And that's what they still...
Yeah, they paid most of them.
That's nearly a year ago, right? Only 2,000 of those people were actually boat migrants, right? And you're right to say they paid most of them to go back. We had that ridiculous story, I think...
The 47 Romanians.
The Romanians have all got given $2,000 to fuck off.
I think it was three
yeah,
grand.
Three grand. I mean, they haven't got a clue what to do about it, and they haven't got a fucking clue how to solve it.
They're all fucking murderers and rapists.
Yeah. Right?
They're all put on this plane. Apparently there's like 100 staff supervising them.
Yeah.
Each one of these cunts has three security guards on the plane, so the cost is a lot. So they're on the plane, they get given their cash card, so that when they get to Romania, they can cash that. And I can't, was it 2,000, was it 3,000? Anyway, it's one of the two.
Fair few quid. Anyway.
Say two, well, it's definitely at least £2,000, right? So what? I had this great idea, right? They're rapists, they're fucking murderers, they're drug dealers, they're gun runners. So there's a card, and when you get to Romania, you know, you can cash that out.
Yeah.
And when they put it in the machine, fuck all comes out. So and when they complain, go fuck yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. What are you going to do? Fucking sue us?
This is fucking crazy. This is literally out of control. No deterrent. One in, one out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's baffling.
Yet look at what Donald Trump's been able to achieve just by being fucking hard-assed. And by making some tough, proper tough decisions, not the kind of tough decisions that Keir Starmer talks about, actually deporting people. Because what's been happening in America, and you've probably been talking to people as I have over there, is that a lot of people have just gone home voluntarily because they don't want to be arrested by the ICE fucking brigade, and they don't want to be locked up into a horrible shithole prison for a couple of months, or taken to fucking Alligator Island. You know, they want to be fucking given the opportunity to be able to come back legally, so they've all gone home. So loads of people in Southern California have fucked off back to Central America.
And this ridiculous new Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, you know...
Oh, she's very tough.
She's a Taj Mahal, tough. Even the fucking Spectator.
Yeah.
He's got a picture of her, like, the Terminator. She'll stop at nothing to solve the migrant crisis.
And that's exactly where she did stop.
Yeah, she's stopping at everything. Yeah. So she's the Home Secretary. She doesn't want to leave the ECHR. Therefore, she'll never solve it.
Right.
She doesn't want to stop putting them in four-star hotels.
No.
She doesn't want to stop giving them free food.
No.
Doesn't want to stop giving them free dentists, free doctors.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to stop giving them free lawyers to fight their case to stay. Exactly in what way is that tough?
I know. It's not at all tough. She's another one, right? They fucking asked her what she thought about Nigel Farage. Is he a racist? And she says, oh, I think he's actually worse than that.
Yeah,
right? That's right. I don't know what that is. What's worse than being a racist in the eyes of the Labour Home Secretary?
We know the term she used in her speech. She called people who support reform. She's talking about that Unite the Kingdom march. She called them skinheads
Packy bashers, right? She actually said that.
She said packy bashers. Now, you know, that's not a term we encourage, but she could get away with it for obvious reasons.
Right.
But again, incendiary, disgusting language.
Totally. And what an insult. You know, I was at Reforms Conference, right?
Yeah.
And Reforms Conference was nothing like this fucking jamboree, right? It was full of ordinary people, and that's the difference. It wasn't full of fucking, apparatchiks, weirdos, lobbyists. It was full of ordinary people who just want their fucking country back and who are sick to death of the fucking migration problem that's ruining every single fucking town in this fucking country.
Absolutely. And here's what's going to happen at the weekend. Sunday newspapers will already be shelling out a fortune for polls. In the wake of Keir Starmer's speech and the racist stuff.
Yeah.
My bet is it's going to prove that calling Nigel Farage and Reform supporters are racists will mean that Reform will surge in the polls.
Because it's an unpleasant, because also the way he did it was kind of unpleasant, you know, because you're not clever enough to do it in a way which will actually make people think, actually that's quite a nice way to be.
Yeah.
Because when he talks about Britain being a tolerant, beautiful, you know, diverse country, right? Unfortunately, he doesn't actually mean it, because he doesn't include everybody. He says he wants to include everyone, but he doesn't, because he doesn't want to include people who he thinks are racist, who are basically people who don't like immigration and being out of control. That's the bulk of the people in this country now.
It's the view from the champagne socialist dinner party circuit in North London, Islington and Hampstead, where I live. Actually, I've lived in two places, Islington and Hampstead.
It's true.
I'm like a sort of interloper.
Well, perhaps we can say that you're just sort of a sleeper cell.
Trying to destroy them from within.
Yeah.
But that is the view from Keir Starmer's human rights dinner party circuit.
Yeah.
It is that all these people, all of us, if you like, those of us who worry about the migrant crisis, the level of immigration, we're all Neanderthal racists.
Yes, because also we don't really like the European Union very much. But of course, again, he came out and told a load of lies, because on the day after, and this is this morning, the day after the speech, he went and did the
Dublin Convention.
He started going on about the Dublin Convention and how it was Nigel Farage and Brexit that caused this problem with the boats. And he started even referring to them as Nigel Farage boats. And several people, including Andrew Neil and John Rentel, you know, and John is hardly, you know, not a friend of the Labour government.
No, I saw John. Yeah,
but and John Rentel said he's talking absolute bollocks. It's a lie.
I've got some
and
statistics.
Andrew Neil said it was a lie, and it's got nothing to do. And in fact, Andrew Neil gave the figures for the numbers
of people, they're in their
hundreds, aren't they?
Yeah, I've got them here.
The numbers of people who were sent back out of Britain to their original countries is in the hundreds, right? And yet we imported more than 1,000.
Got it here.
Yeah.
Right, so you're quite right. So his new line of attack, again, sling some mud at the stick.
But
he said Brexit has caused the migrant crisis.
Yeah.
Because when we were in the EU, we belonged to something called the Dublin Convention.
Yeah.
And under the terms of that convention, Britain was able to return migrants, asylum seekers, to EU countries and vice versa. So he's trying to say, well, ever since then, you know, we've been fighting a losing battle.
Mm.
So in 2018, Britain asked to return 5,500 asylum seekers to Europe under the Dublin Convention. Guess how many of those were approved?
Something like 600.
209.
Oh, 209, okay.
So 5,500 we requested, only 200 were agreed.
So where are they now?
Well, wait a second though. Meanwhile, under the terms of the convention, the UK was forced to accept 1,215 migrants. So we, under the Dublin Convention term that he said made it easy for us to return, we returned 209 and Europe foisted upon us 1,215.
So
fucking liar.
So six times more came in than went out.
Yeah,
right?
Fucking liar.
How can he fucking keep getting away with these lies? You know, he's supposed to be a lawyer rather than a liar. It seems to me that like somebody in the fucking bar council or somebody should be going, hang on a minute, this guy is supposed to have at least a modicum of credibility. He can't just say whatever he fucking likes.
I mean,
because this is what they accused Farage of. Do you remember when, and we know this for a fact, because you'll be getting calls the same as I am, you know, there are fishing lakes all around Britain who have banned certain people from fishing there because they take the fucking carp out and they start fucking eating them, right? There are also places and where swans. People have seen swans being fucking butchered and cooked in the fucking street, right? So that's going on. But what we get from the sort of cognoscenti is, oh, you can't just say stuff if you haven't got any evidence. Well, Starmer does it all the time.
Well, can I just say to all these journalists in this country, and the States, when Donald Trump said it in the TV debate with Kamala Harris, remember? They're eating the dogs.
They're eating the dogs.
They're eating the cats.
Which they fucking were, by the way.
The people that live there. Yeah, well, what happened with Springfield, Ohio, was they had 30,000 Haitian refugees dumped on them. So only 70,000 people lived there.
Right.
Lots of reports that that was going on. Anyway, so Farage says the same thing on LBC. He says, well, look, there's credible reports that migrants are going into parks, particularly royal parks, taking swans and carp, fishing for carp and taking them out and eating them. So the entire British establishment of journalists, they all go, what a nonsense! Oh, how dare he say... Why don't you fucking investigate?
Yeah, right.
So I had on my show, remember our colleague JJ Anasio?
Yeah, yeah.
No fucking fan of Farage. He's a lefty. Fucking hates Farage.
Right.
But I remember he told me that when he was on a local paper, he was asked to investigate this. He went to this park in Ilford.
Yeah.
And there were these migrants walking past him with a swan.
Right.
And he said, are you nicking that swan? And they sort of indicated, if you don't shut up, we're going to kill you.
Yeah,
so
right.
He just walked off. And then he carried on this investigation, and he says, it's a fucking thing.
Of course
thing.
It is.
He said, you know, in journalistic
it is parlance, a thing.
He stood the story up.
Yeah.
And I had that bloke from LBC, Ian Dale.
Because
he said it on LBC. Nigel Farage saying that swans are being taken and carp from raw. But he wants to be a prime minister. Prime ministers just can't talk like this. Why the fuck not?
But it's okay for
Why
Keir
the
Starmer.
Fuck not? Why can't prime ministers talk
But
like
it's all
that?
Right for Keir Starmer to tell lie after fucking lie after fucking lie, which is not the same thing as saying something might be happening.
It's these ridiculous conventions that people like Ian Dale regard as sacred tracts. Well, with Nigel Farage, if he becomes Prime Minister, and I think he's well on course to do so...
I mean,
what you've got here is a guy who speaks human.
Yeah. The only thing that's going to stop Nigel Farage from being Prime Minister is Nigel Farage and reform itself, you know? If they fuck something up, if they fail to get enough decent candidates so they can actually get enough people into decent seats in Parliament, you know, that's the only real...
Yeah, there's a problem.
And that is quite a big, you know, sort of hurdle to overcome. I think they'll do it, though, because I've seen... the way they're building it, I've seen the way the headquarters is being set up, I've seen that you know, they've got a plan.
Yeah.
And as long as they don't, as I say, fuck it up, and there's no reason why they should, which is why they don't want a fucking election now. They want one, you know, maybe in a couple of years' time, but they certainly need at least a couple of years to fucking get it right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm shocked by the way that most of the media in this country, and even supposedly conservative people in the media, are so unwilling to just give Farage anything at all that they want to just do him down every single second that they get.
If you know, what kind of a fucking journalist, if you say, I'll tell you what, migrants are taking swans from royal parks, what kind of a journalist just goes, oh, what a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, right.
How about you have a look into it?
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of credible evidence it is fucking happening.
Well, I mean, it's easier to prove in the fishing world because, like I say, you need a fishing license to go to these lakes. It's a catch and release. You're not supposed to keep them, and many people have been told that they're not. Because a lot of people go fishing, listen to the radio. They call us and they say, you know, where I go, there's a rule where there's no Romanians allowed, or there's no Eastern Europeans allowed,
it's easy,
because they know what they're going to fucking do.
You're exactly right. It's the potential swan nicking and carp fishing problem. Is down allegedly to Eastern Europeans.
Yeah, it is.
Now, sort of in places like Poland, Romania, Yugoslavia, what used to be Yugoslavia, all those places, people go fishing and hunting to eat.
Right.
And they don't quite realise that in this country,
particularly
in Regent's Park, it's not quite the fucking thing.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. Anyway, we're nearly at the end, so I should say, yeah, so fucking, I go out of here. I mean, everybody knows the story now because it got written up in the mail.
Yeah, you've only just got the wheel.
Because what happened was the fuckers didn't actually steal anything, really.
I know you said.
But it's a fucking pain in the arse, and so I managed to get it wrapped because there was just a bloody great hole in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And I rang Auto Glass, and they were very good actually, but they said, oh, we don't do emergency repairs on back windows. And I'm like, why the fuck not? What am I supposed to do? There's a big hole in the fucking car. What am I supposed to do with it?
So if it was front, they would have done it.
In the front, I think they have to, because obviously if you're driving, you can't really drive without it, you know. But the back, no. And they said, what we can do is we can put you in for tomorrow. So I had to cover it for the night. I had to cover it with bloody bin bags and sellotape, right? And park it in a place which was in my neighbour's spot where you couldn't see the back of it. Yeah. So it was right up against his door. And then I drove it to Romford. Don't ever go to Romford, by the way, if you've never been there.
I'm afraid I haven't.
It's not a great place. But they wrapped it, so they sort of wrap it in fucking, you know, like saran wrap, you know, cling film. And they make it weatherproof at least.
Okay, that's good.
It's still, you can just stick a knife in it
and
get in. So, but I mean, I don't think anybody's going to steal it. But so I then thought, well, I might as well take it to Sussex for the weekend because at least I can park it on the farm and nobody can go anywhere near it. So I fight, but then they had to order the fucking back window and it took until Monday to get there.
Actually,
I got away with it because I was worried. I thought they're going to fucking sting me for a lot of money here. But I just had to pay an excess of like 115 quid.
That's good.
So that was good. But now, of course, I'm terrified to put it back in the car park where I've been parking for 6 fucking years. Because I'll look a right cunt if they fucking do it again, you know? And like I say, they didn't take
it. So if you don't put it in the car park, you leave it in the street where it's also
vulnerable. Well, I mean, I'm fortunate because I don't have to use it to drive it in. But I used to do it on a Wednesday because by the time I finished doing what I'm doing with you, I'll have been here practically all fucking day. Yeah. And I quite like sitting in a car rather than on a fucking bus. To get home.
I've got a quick story to finish on that sort of thing. When I was at university, I had this really old Mini, and the windscreen wipers didn't work. So, but I drove it around. Couldn't afford to get it fixed. Right. So I drove it around for about a year with no windscreen wipers. So every time it rained, I used to see my head out of the fucking window. Anyway, I was going. Funnily enough, I was going to Winchester. To see some friends when I was at college. They were at the art college then. For the week. I was going fucking down the M3. Fucking head out the window. A cop. This is a story of better times.
Yeah, right.
So the cop pulls me out. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, can I be honest with you?" He said, "Well, you better be." Right. I said, "The windscreen wipers don't work." He said, "So you're sticking your hair out the window because the windscreen wipers don't?" I said, "Well, yeah, because if the rain's coming, I can't see." He said, "Listen," he said, "for fuck's sake, get your fucking windscreen wipers fixed, all right?" And off he went.
Brilliant. Because, I mean, you could have said they've only just not stopped working. I mean, as opposed to saying, well, they don't work. He could have just gone.
I suppose. But, you know, in those days, coppers could be really... Yeah. You know what they do now, you know?
Oh, yeah. Now they confiscate the car.
Yeah.
You'd have to wait at the side of the road for the pickup truck to come. They'll have to take you somewhere. They have no fucking ability to do anything off the hoof.
Well, the cops are part of the malaise of this
nation.
They are. Useless fucking cunts.
I know. And also, too many of them are really fucking keen to get stuck into being fucking Jobsworths, you know? Like that fucking guy who took the flag off the little girl, the 16-year-old girl. Yeah. You know, what the fuck's he thinking? Why is he taking a flag off her? Stupid little wanker.
Arse wipes. We'll talk about that next week, shall we?
Yeah, we will. Excellent.
In the meantime,
we should remind you that we're doing a live podcast on the 18th of October.
Oh, yeah.
At the Battle of Ideas Festival. It's around about 1 o'clock, I think. We'll have to talk about that. We've got a couple of guests lined up as well.
It's in Tooley Street,
it should be
good.
Not Tooley Street, it's Westminster.
Oh, is it Westminster?
Yeah, it's in around the back of Westminster Abbey.
Oh, okay.
So we'll give, but if you look on our Twitter, you can see whether you can buy the tickets.
Yeah, all right, that'll be good. All right, we'll tell you about it next week.
We'll see you later.
Cheers, man.
Bollocks.